A father has the following chusam in his daughter that is a ketana or not. Bekidushaha baketef bastar uvabit. He has the right to be mekadesh her to whoever he chooses. If the Baal wants to be mekadesh her with kesef, he receives the kesef. If the Baal wants to be mekadesh her bastar, he receives the star. And if the Baal wants to be mekadesh her babia, he has the right to be meiser her to the Baal to be neskacha babia. This is also the Rabbanan, though. As the Rabbanan said, it is also for somebody to be mekadesh and isha babia, as this is considered priesthood. The zakai the mitziyasa. He also has a schus in any mitziyah that she finds. The reason for this is, as the Rabbanan feel that since he has to support her, if she would be allowed to keep any mitziyah that she finds, he would resent her and would not want to continue supporting her. Uva maithiyadah, uva afar nizareth. He also has a schus in any payment that she receives from work that she does. And he also has a schus to be made for any nidarim that she makes. Umekabel eskita. If he is mekadesh her, and before she gets married, the Baal wants to divorce her, he is the one that is mekabel to get from the Baal. Ve'eno oichel peros bechayev. If she has her own property that she inherits from the father of her mother, he does not have a right to eat the peros of that property while she is alive. But if she dies, then he inherits her. Nisei. If she gets married, then the father loses all the tchusim that he has in her. Yeser alav habaal she'oichol peros b'chayev. The Baal now has tchusim in his wife instead of the father. He has the tchusim that the father has, such as ma'isi adayim mitziya and afaras nidera. On top of that, he also has the right to eat the peros of her property. This is called nichsei malug. V'chayev v'mizoynesel. The Baal is chayev to support her. V'per koina. He is also chayev to redeem her if she is captured by Gain. Uvit v'rof. If she dies, he has to pay for her burial expenses. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu anisha b'Yisrael, lo yipchois mishnei chalilim u'mekoinen. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the poorest person, he has to pay to hire two flute players and a woman that wails by the funeral, and this is part of the funeral expenses that the Baal has to pay. The Tanakhama though holds that if it's not the derech of her mishpacha to hire flute players and a woman that wails by a funeral, even if it is the derech of his mishpacha to hire these people, he is not mechuyev to hire these people when his wife dies. Sechet Tzuvit, Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei. Lo'oilam hi v'rishus ha'av, ad shetikaneh l'rishus ha'bal l'anesu. And Isha, even after she is niskacha, while she is still a ketana or a nara, she remains in the rishus of the father. The father continues to have tzchusim on her until she enters the rishus ha'bal l'anesu and until she goes to the chuppah. Matar ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal. If the Baal sent shluchim to bring his arusa to him for the chuppah. Once the father gave over his daughter to the shluchim of the Baal, harehi b'rishus ha'bal. She is now in the rishus of the Baal, and the father lost the chusim he has in her. Halach ha'av im shluchei ha'bal. But if the father chose to accompany her together with the shluchim of the Baal, or if the father sent shluchim to bring her to the shluchim of the Baal, and these shluchim chose to accompany her to the Baal, she remains in the reshus of the father. The father continues to have chusim on her until she goes to the chuppah. But if these shluchim gave her over to the shluchim of the Baal and did not want to accompany her to the Baal, harehi b'rishus ha'bal, once the shluchim of the father gave her over to the shluchim of the Baal, she is now in the rishus of the Baal, and the father no longer has chusim in his daughter.